Good morning. We're continuing with Chayyadim, Klal Mem Beis, Simen Hey. So he talked about the Mila of a piece of, which is Shalem, even to the point of you have an inferior type of flour. If it's Shalem, it would take precedence over a piece which is from a better flour. Now we're talking about that it's all of the same min. We'll see later on. If one is wheat flour and the other one is barley flour or rye flour, that the halacha will be different. But within wheat flour, whether it's flour which is very coarse and has other things in it, or it's just the fine flour, either way we're going to give the milah to the sholem. Now he touches on a scenario which possibly could affect the status of shlemus. Beis gluskos hadabukas yachad. You have two pieces of flour. So you make a dough, not flour, I'm sorry, dough. You make a dough, and you shape it into the form of a roll. And you make two of them, and they end up touching each other. Shenefu, when they bake. So when they bake, they're baked touching. So when you pull them apart, as long as each one remains intact, so they have a din of a sholem. But what happened was that one of the two, in the scenario that he's talking about, they're still right now, they're still attached, and one of the two has part of it missing. So if I leave it like that, I have a sholem with another piece attached to it, and it's a larger piece. I could pull away that the broken piece and have a sholem, which is a smaller piece. So maybe there's a mila to leave the second partial roll attached to the first one to give it the mila of being larger. So you have sholem and larger. So the Chayyadim says that's not so. Yafri lechatucha. One of the two, part of it was broken off, but the second one is a sholem still. Take away the broken piece, detach it from the full sholem roll, even though you end up with a smaller total, because you had the sholem by itself is smaller than the combination of the two. But it should be clear that it's a sholem. Right now we see that if we don't take it away, it's not clear that it's a sholem. The sholem odav. The sholem is odav, and so therefore it's worthwhile to remove and have a smaller piece, which is clearly a sholem, and it's obvious that it's a sholem, and that's the mila. And that's worth it, even though you'll end up with a smaller piece. Well, Yivatseya, B'makim Shahaisa Dabuka, Shasham Neiris Kapusa, Elim B'makim Shalim. Now, you have this roll, and in one spot, it's clear, you can tell that it's been attached to another roll. So that doesn't make it, doesn't take away the status of being a Sholim. But the mice of that spot looks like it was cut already. So it would mean it's not appropriate to cut from that spot where it looks like it's porous. Rather, the person should cut from part of the roll which looks sholem. And this way it'll be obvious that he's using a sholem and he's taking from a sholem. So we see from this that the Chayyadim's opinion is if you have two pieces of dough which attach together either intentionally or unintentionally, and they baked together, and pulling them apart, they're both considered a sholem. The scenario he saw in my case is one of the pieces that had been broken otherwise. But the fact that you're pulling it apart, and there's the area which looks like it wasn't fully baked, because that's where the two are touching, it looks like it's been cut, looks more like the inside of the roll than the outside of the roll, it doesn't have the crust there, etc. It still has the status of a sholem because each one is distinct and separate. The fact that they touched is not makareya from the status of a sholem. there is an opinion which says that not like that, that that would be undermine the status of a sholem, and therefore, according to them, when they want a sholem, you have to make sure that you bake each roll separately in the oven, and they don't touch each other, so you don't have to worry about pulling them apart. But the consensus of the of halacha is that that's not a chasaron in sholem. So in this example she's giving, you're pulling it apart, it's not a problem with sholem. Let's say you pull it apart and a small piece comes off. Does that take away from its status of being a sholem? So there is an opinion in the Rishonim that any piece which comes off can be megareya, the status of a sholem. But the Rosh in Mesechtas Erevin, and more is discussing in regards to the lacha of contributing a role to the Ruvah Chatzeres, you have to give a sholem. So in that discussion, the Rosh over there says, if less than 1/48 of the roll or of the loaf is missing, it's still considered a sholem. So if you have an option of, and that's relevant in regards to Lecha Mishnah as well, regards to sholem over here, some argue that everybody agrees that the Rosh is right. The guy with the Ma'ala of Lecha Mishnah, where you need Mamash Sholem, it's an argument. But in regards to this mile of Sholem over here, it's just a question of a mile. So any even a small amount being missing is acceptable as long as it's less than 1/48. So basically 2%, up to 2% of the can be missing and still considered a Sholem. Have a good day.